so many people are stepping up to show their support for public radio during this special fundraising drive. Thanks for making sure that you and your neighbors have this station to rely on for a long time to come. We've been talking about borders and boundaries in this special episode of Travel with Rick Steves. These conversations remind me of my own grandparents. They were themselves border crossers. They immigrated from Norway, found a warm welcome here, they worked hard and lived the American dream. Today, my life is enriched by the heritage of my immigrant grandparents. And I always enjoy talking with fellow Norwegians about Scandinavian culture. Not long ago, I had a chance to chat with two of my favorite Vikings, Paul Johansson and Håkon Franden. They're tour guides from Norway and Sweden. We chatted about the ancient gods and giants who still loom large in Viking hearts and minds today. I asked Håkon where he goes to feel closest to the Norse mythology of his ancestors.
Old Uppsala, which was the place where they used to, where the old pagan temple was, where they sacrificed to the gods in the past, and where that temple was when Christianity took over, they built a church right at the place where the sacrifices had taken place to show that there was a new religion having taken over. And the new religion adopted a lot from the old religion. So Christmas to us in Sweden today, there's very few people who think about Jesus Christ on Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's just as much an old pagan tradition.
So what's an example of something pagan about the way you celebrate Christmas?
Well, for example, just the Norwegian word for Christmas, for example, is jul.
Right.
And the Swedish also.
Jul. The Swedish, okay. And the Danish, yeah. And there was a midwinter sacrifice that the Vikings had, a blut, which they call it, where, mm-hmm. it's where you have blood from. And the midwinter sacrifice, the word for that one was jul.
And we have Yule.
And Yule is Christmas.
Yule, mm-hmm. Good Yule.
So, good Yule.
Good
yeah.
Yule, you say.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. Good Yule.
Yeah, Merry Midwinter Sacrifice.
Merry Midwinter Sacrifice.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it is.
Now, Paul, if you lived 1,000 years ago in Norway and were a good pagan, which god would you respect the most?
Well, I can just go back to my childhood, because there was a god back then that was very important to me, and that was Thor.
I knew he was going to say Thor.
Thor, okay.
Thor with the hammer, you know. He's because he's kind of like a superhero, you could say, you know.
Super god, he's the god of the gods.
He fits in the same category with Superman and Spider-Man, and for me, he was a very important god. He had his hammer, Mjölnir,
yeah.
which he would hit everything he threw it at. He rode across the sky with his chariot and his two goats. He ate the goats every evening and then collected their bones in their own skin, and they would resurrect the next day.
You know, I think I've seen images of that at the city hall in Oslo.
Yeah, that's
They've
right.
They've got those beautiful yeah. carved wooden painted panels.
Mm-hmm, that's
gorgeous.
Yeah.
Now, Thor is a big deal, and you've even got a day named after Thor, day of
yeah,
the week.
That is Torsdag.
In Norwegian, Torsdag.
Mm-hmm. And Thursday
in English.
Yeah.
And
so,
Torsdag in Swedish.
And in Swedish
And then
well.
On Friday is another Norse god?
That's Frigg.
Frigg.
Yeah, which was the wife of Odin.
So Friday, and do we even have... Is Wednesday an alternative?
Wednesday comes from Odin. Odin's
day. Onsdag
so in Norwegian.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday come mm-hmm. from Norse gods.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that. Now, Håkon, if you lived over 1,000 years ago in Sweden and you were a devout pagan, how would you imagine the creation of the world?
First, there was ice and fire. Nothing else. But then sparks from the fire hit the ice, and from the melting ice, two creatures were born. There was a giant that they called Troll in Norway. His name was Ymir, and there was a cow. So now there's a cow and there's a giant. The giant starts to give birth to other giants. The giants, the Troll, are horrible beings. Mm-hmm. He gives birth from his armpits. The cow licks on the ice, and out of the ice comes a god named Bore, King Bore. Call him, that's winter today. That's the first of the gods. Okay, so now there's a giant who gives birth to giants, and there's a god named Bore who begins to give birth to the gods. And all of a sudden, there's a lot of gods, and the most important is Odin. And he hates the giants, so he decides to kill Ymir, who gives birth to the giants. He does that, and from Ymir's body, he builds the whole universe. Everything you see around you is Ymir. Rocky Mountains is Ymir's bones. Earth is his flesh. The sky that you see above you is his skull. The sparks from the fire were thrown up, became the stars, and Odin had two cousins that he disliked because their father was so proud of them. So he threw them up into the sky. That was Sun and Moon. And he condemned them to be chased over the sky until the end of time by two wolves. And out of the earth grew a tree, Yggdrasil, the world tree. In the branches of the tree, kingdoms grew up. And the rest of history is a constant struggle between giants and gods, between good and evil, until the end of time. And end of time is coming. So winter is coming.
That wove the community together back then when life was so mysterious and filled with superstition.
You say superstition.
Yeah.
You say superstition.
This was a religion. It was a religion.
It was a religion.
No. Yeah. Okay. Well, come on. This is how the universe was created.
That was Håkan Frandin and Paul Johansson, two tour guide friends from Scandinavia, schooling me in the religion of my Viking ancestors. Thanks for joining us on this journey today across borders. It's not always comfortable to travel into new territory. Sure, journeys can be disorienting. In today's global world, thoughtful journeys are vital if we're going to share this planet peacefully with people whose cultural baggage differs from our own. Our aim at Travel with Rick Steves is to help you make those journeys every week. And that's what public radio does best. You don't hear us hyping the latest 4-star resorts or plugging the interests of the travel industry. You can get plenty of that elsewhere. We're on public radio, and the only thing we're pushing is a better understanding of our world. I like working in public broadcasting because it's an environment where people respect differences between cultures and where we strive to humanize people from different cultures and gain empathy for their perspective. Rather than fear diversity, we celebrate it. Rather than building walls, we believe we'll all be safer by building bridges. Bridges of understanding. This membership campaign isn't a drag. It's a celebration. It's a reminder that this station is the one place on the dial that's not shaped by corporate needs, but that's designed for you. Again, it's not a charity. It's a service. If you enjoy this service and can't afford to help out, that's fine. It's for everyone. It's public radio. But if you're consuming this service, value it, and can afford to help pay for it, it's only right to do so. Please, put a price on the value of the programming you're consuming and call in your contribution. It's that simple. It just takes a couple minutes. It's actually fun. And every time you tune in the future, you'll do so with a better feeling because you are a supporting member. It's never been more important to have a place on the dial that assumes an attention span, respects your intelligence, and brings you programming driven not by a passion for keeping advertisers happy, but rather by a passion for bringing you a better understanding of our complicated, fragile, and beautiful world. Please, if you haven't had a chance to do your part already, give us a call right now. Public radio is more important than ever, and it just can't happen without your financial support. Thank you.